This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about Geno's East Brewery and then 20 years of Fishman's celebration. It's going to be an epic weekend, so get ready for that. All that more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick White.
And we're back again. Here, buddy. Drinking some beer, drinking some delicious, tasty canned beer, too, nonetheless.
Yeah.
If you're new to Chicago Beer Pass, what Nick and I do every week, we get together, talk about the events we made it to this past week, talk about the events coming up this week that we're going to try to go to and that you should check out, and we drink beer. And this week we have the Revolution Pils.
Yeah, man, the Revolution, one of the largest breweries in town, apparently, according to... Brewers Association's listings last week that we talked
really
about.
Really bigger than Lagunitas?
You always forget that Lagunitas is a Chicago brewery, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So no way.
Yeah. They're definitely not big. Yeah. That place is the same size as Soldier Field. That place is nuts.
Yeah. It's pretty big.
This is Rev Pils. This is Chicago Pilsner. I for one, am very excited that they're taking a step back from the in-your-face fist like
marketing.
Print. Yeah, for sure. Because I had One's Enough over the weekend, and One's Enough is like...
I haven't had One's Enough.
It's like an 11% IPA six-pack can. It's a massive beer. Oh, but this is totally different layout than the traditional Fista.
Yeah, this can design is very similar to the Fist City can.
Yes.
It has that gold top, the Miller Lite gold top.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, like, what... Why this has this design and then other beers have the like bright colored fist design. I don't know what's the reason behind one or the other.
Yeah, I do like that they're going with like that was a Chicago Pale Ale. This is a Chicago Pilsner. And yeah, it pays homage to some statue. I know the last one paid homage to the statue from the World's Fair. This one just has a lady on the statue. Not really sure what she's about.
Right. Someone's probably listening or watching and being like, it's the such and such statue, you idiots. Like,
you guys suck. You don't know that? Yeah.
You don't know the Pils statue?
Yeah, it's 5.5% all German hops, German malts. I love this beer, man. It's nice, clean, refreshing, you know. It's got that really cool, creamy colored head. But then the head went away so fast.
It did, yeah.
Dissipates quickly.
It did have a pretty big head for a Pilsner, but it doesn't have like that huge hop punch in the face or anything.
Yeah. Hung out a little bit at Rev's Tap Room over the weekend.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, they were on Saturday night, they were calling Last Call. But to my surprise, it wasn't Last Call. It was just them announcing that they were going to play R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
What?
So, you know, it's like this musical with all these fucking chapters. And apparently it goes for like, they play like for a half hour. They played R. Kelly on the TV.
It's 12 parts, yeah.
Yeah. It was hilarious, man. I'm like.
And then you got to watch the Weird Al version.
He's got trapped
in the drive-thru.
Oh, my God. it's funny, man. And I'm like, what is Rev doing? This is hilarious.
Wow. Okay.
It worked, though.
So it was Last Call before the Trapped in the Closet.
Right.
So weird. All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, pick up these cans if you see them. If you're at the store, I think I grabbed these at Whole Foods, so I think they're pretty easily available. Get your hands on them now.
This beer is great. I'm going to open another one.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. So yeah, check it out. So this past week, I don't even know where my week went. I remember us being here drinking, recording, and then now I'm back here again. That's how. So I didn't even make it out anywhere. I don't know what happened to my week. I hope you have made it. Otherwise, this is a short episode, and we're out of here.
Yeah, we're just going to smash these beers. We're going to start doing shotguns.
Yeah, just keep
just
tasting.
Just a wrap. I went to a couple of events, man. We'll start with Columbus Tap. Right, is a launch party for Columbus Tap, which is a new gastropub concept inside of the Fairmont Hotel Chicago.
Okay. Is that where you went on Tuesday when you left here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went downtown over by Millennium Park, right?
Yeah.
So Fairmount is, it's like a little luxury hotel. I've never been to it, actually. All right. And they had a space in there called the Aria. It was like the little level one restaurant. They revamped that and turned it into a gastropub. So they got the chef from like Vancouver who worked at some of their other hotels.
Yeah.
And then they got this this GM who's a bar manager who, he's from Chicago, but he spent some time in San Francisco, just like really falling in love with beer and food pairings. And, you and I were joking after last night's show, like in the post game, we were like, yo, this is going to be some bullshit. They're just going to have like the same 15 brands right. You see at all these bars downtown, and it's going to serve out of frozen mugs, and it's going to suck. Yeah. And I was totally surprised, man. It went in the exact opposite direction of that.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, so there are some political games they got to play. So you're going to see like Goose Island Pills on tap. But let me set it up for you first of all. So they got a revamped kitchen and 16 drafts online dedicated to the Midwest.
Oh, right? Nice. Okay.
And then there's obviously like your Founders and your Goose, but then they're debuting with a beer from Aquanaut. Not Aquanaut, but who do we have on the show?
Lake Effect?
No. The beer we were drinking during the Lake Effect episode.
Oh, Maplewood.
So they have a collab with Maplewood on.
Okay.
It's a citrus saison called When Life Gives You Kumquats. So I guess that's some kind of,
okay.
So he's like, yeah, man, we took like, pails of these kumquats over there and we brewed with those guys. They got a beer from Aquanaut and Beguile and all these, and Unani.
Oh, nice.
And like a super small nano Chicago breweries.
Haven't heard much from Unani in a while. He kind of made a lot of noise and then has beers in Costco and... Just kind of, he's around, doing his thing.
Yeah. So this was a really cool concept. He said what they wanted to do was, since the last concept came about, the Aria concept, there's been over like 7,000 condos in that area, right? And, the hotel's really not that relevant to people who, over there, basically, okay. Right? So this was to kind of create a space that didn't feel like it was attached to a hotel that you would have pride in coming to even if you just lived around there.
Okay.
Or if you work down there, like I work downtown, and you're always looking for somewhere new to go.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, really, really cool interpretation on food and then like tons of local beer. And he's even got like verticals in his cellar. They got cans. It kind of reminded me just a little bit of what like Side Door's doing.
Okay.
Just makes sense. Like a really cool local focused beer list in a space you wouldn't really expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was good.
That's pretty. So what's the address again, or where is it located?
It's in the Fairmount Hotel. The name of the bar is called Columbus Tap.
Okay.
It's at 200 North Columbus.
Okay.
Yeah, 200 North Columbus.
So you feel like it's a good spot if you live down there? Would you make your way over there?
For sure. Like if you live down there, if you work down there, or there's tons of stuff going on in Millennium Park.
Yeah.
This is a block north of Millennium Park.
Okay.
Like if you're down on the Mag Mile for any reason, this fireworks in Navy Pier are walking distance from here.
Right.
This is they're calling that space the New East Side.
Okay.
Like, east of Michigan and I guess north of Randolph.
So how far is it from, is it Halls and Hoods, right, that we've made it to?
Yeah, I'd say maybe like a 5-6 minute walk.
Okay.
Like not far at all.
You can hit up both those easily.
Yeah, and if you're further north, if you're near, if you're near Ohio or Chicago Ave, you could start at Side Door and do a nice little pub crawl. Jake Melnick's, that's got another one.
Okay.
Thousand Hood, and then this place. I'd say in that area over by Magma, those are probably the four best beer lists I've seen.
Okay.
You know
what we should do?
What's that?
Is do either a Chicago Beer Pass episode or some other episode where we pub crawl. At least three stops. We have a beer. We ask someone why they like the place.
Yeah.
And then move on to the next one.
I think that'd be great.
Hmm.
Especially weather permitting. Because you don't want it to be too hot. And then, 55, 60.
Right. Maybe we do a series in the summer that are pub crawls.
I'm in.
All right.
It's a good idea. I love how this brainstorming session here on Chicago Beer Pass. This is great.
Yeah. We hit up all these spots that we talk about, recommend, and then we see what's happening there.
That's true. Yeah. And maybe, like you said, get the voice of, the people. They've mm-hmm. got, folks that just visit. That's their neighborhood bar.
Yeah.
See what they feel about the place.
All right.
Yeah,
All right, I'm going to have to check this spot out. I'm interested in what they're doing.
Yeah, I was, you dig this place. It's actually very cool.
All right, nice.
Yeah.
So you made it there. That was Tuesday. That was just basically the start of the week.
Yeah, that was the start of the week for sure. And then I made my way over to the new tasting room over at Benny's, the flagship Benny's by Goose Island.
Okay.
Benny's Lincoln Park. Yeah. Okay. So for the Tacayo launch party, right? So Tacayo is Rick Bayless's new project, right?
Okay. So, I've heard of him.
Yeah. So, you know, Rick Bayless of the super cool goatee. I think I think Crowley's got a better goatee than Rick Bayless, but
whoa, that little, okay. You know,
or is it Soul Patch?
Soul Patch, yeah.
He's got that going. It's like razor sharp. You crack it.
Okay.
But anyway, they were celebrating the fact that their beer, Tacayo is also the name of the beer. It's this Hominy White Ale. You know, it's a Chicago only beer so far, and it's in it was an 80 count, so now they're moving it to bottles and cans.
Okay.
So this is kind of a launch party for that, as well as kind of a preview of not a preview, but just like a celebration of his ability to all of a sudden have two breweries apparently.
Right, goes from zero to none. Or zero, right. I mean zero. He goes from zero to two. Zero to none is easy. I can do that all the time.
Yeah. So Bayless, man, he's an interesting guy. So the Tacayo beer is made with two brothers,
mm-hmm.
right? And then it's a Hominy Wheat Ale. So, you know, it's kind of more, I would say, not. It's more like Allagash White than it is Blue Moon.
Okay.
Right? It's somewhere in between those two beers, right? I mean, it's interesting. And he was kind of saying, like, yeah, we wanted to make an interesting beer that you didn't have to think about, you know, something that went well with food, something that had flavor, but not just kind of overwhelming sensory-wise, you know, kind of easy going. And so this is a beer he's launching with his project with Constellation Brands, which is apparently a separate brewery from Cruz Blanca, which is opening on it's actually opening on Cinco de Mayo in West Loop, like a few blocks from Haymarket, like around the corner from like Girl and the Goat and all that jazz.
Okay.
Yeah. So this event had tacos. There was no mezcal. We thought there'd be mezcal, but there was no mezcal.
What?
And then the thing about this event, I mean, and it's fine, you know, I get it. You know, Rick Bayless has two breweries, right? But this event ran from like, you know, maybe like 6 to 9, and then there's like three taco options, and then you go there and they've got the 10 draft lines, and then all 10 draft lines are this one beer. So I'm like, okay. So I went to the bar. I'm like, hey man, that's great. You got all these drafts. What beers are you guys all making? Oh well, we just got the one. I'm like, you don't need 10 draft lines for that.
Get 10 draft lines for one beer right now.
I'm like, that's fine. Some mezcal is gonna roll around, you know.
Yeah.
And then no mezcal.
So you had the one beer. So
you got this. You got the 6 to 9 event with the one beer and the three tacos.
Whew, I guess they thought people were gonna come and go. Like, and I'm sure people did quickly. Like. Okay, I had the beer and I ate the tacos.
Yeah, I thought it'd be...
I'm out.
Yeah, I thought it'd have a little more depth just from an event standpoint. I mean, but, you know, but the beer was good. And then I was talking to the Constellation Brands guys. They're based in Chicago, which I didn't know.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, you know, we got into... they used to be Crown Imports. They were just an importer, but now they're a brewery because I think because of the Modelo sale, right? Like the Modelo... How did it work? He explained it to me, too. Like something about, hey, when they acquired Modelo to make in Mexico... They then had to, you know, they basically bought the brewery.
Yeah, right? Okay.
He was kind of explaining how they got this brewery in Mexico that makes, you know, like Tecate and a couple other brands, like maybe Victoria, all these, you know, some of those more well-known Mexican brands.
I had a Tecate at Big Star the other night.
Yeah, slam of lemons and a shot of whiskey.
Yeah, well, I had the Michelada.
Okay. Yeah, Big Star's fun. And I like Big Star. Their tacos are not the thing I like the most, though. It's like, you know, yeah, I like the Michelada and I like the experience of the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So so Rick Bayless launched this week. Yeah. I find it, I mean, and he's not fucking around. He's got two breweries. Like Tacayo, it sounds like it's going to, when you talk about Constellation Brands, right? And, you know, you talk about Modelo and Corona, you know, these are worldwide brands. So I'm like, well, are you going to, what happens if this beer gets popular? Are you going to brew it in Mexico? He's like, we're nowhere near that phase. He said, right now, they're just going to roll it out from Two Brothers. And in their eyes, it's a really small project. But it's picking up steam because they're putting it in cans.
Animals. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
so,
man, okay. I feel like there's not that much like hype around his projects. Like, you don't see a lot of people.
You don't see a lot around it. I know that... you know, if you dig a little bit, he's got the Cruz Blanca guys who he recruited the head brewer from Goose Island, Clybourne.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got a collab on right now with Half Acre, and they've got a collab on with Rev. But, yeah, It's been kind of a low-key situation. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you see more of it as the closer it gets. Well, shit, the closer it gets. They open on May 5th.
Right.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
This is happening soon.
All right.
Yeah. So.
Interesting. All right. So that's a one beer, three tacos.
That should have been the name of the event.
It'll be the name of our episode here. One beer, three tacos.
Yeah. I am excited to hear about the Cruz Blanca project. I know that, what's our guy's name from? Phil Wymore.
Yeah.
From Perennial. He came on as a beer consultant.
Okay.
So he kind of oversaw the Tacayo release, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be doing some collaborative things with the brewmaster over at Cruz Blanca as well.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for what they're offering, and it's going to be like beer and food focused. Okay.
And then you made it to another brewery, right? This week you were just checking out all these new breweries.
Yeah, I was rolling, man. It's Gino's East, which has been it's a Chicago staple, deep dish pizza since 1966. They've been a brew pub at the River North location for about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. So like, hey, come out, you know, we got some new beers on draft. Let's just hang out and shoot the shit. So, you know, I went down there and I was thoroughly surprised, man. They got these 10 barrel fermenters and they're cranking out quite a bit of beer, man. He mentioned that, you know, this Gino's East, you know, it's the old Michael Jordan Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Which was the old LaSalle Power Company right there on, right near Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Right. Cause there was a Gino's East, so there was a pizza place across, or Kitty Corner.
Yes.
Or no, that was a Planet Hollywood.
Yes.
And then it became
a Gino's East, and then now it's condos.
That's condos.
Yeah. Okay. So Gino's East moved into this other building. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when it had the giant slices of pizza.
That was part of the building. The building was shaped like really big slices of pizza.
Which does pizza does not look good blown up.
Yeah, I'm glad they got that out their system. Yeah. So Kevin McMahon is the guy's name. You know, he's a brewmaster there. He spent some time in you know, at Two Brothers as well as Abita.
Right? Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking and he's like, yeah, man, you know, I wanted to take on this project. I'm like, well, why are they taking on a beer project?
Yeah.
And they're like, man, you know, they wanted to have a more local product. You know, these guys, you know, 1966, the pizza's been around. He's like, you know, we're getting all these beers from all across the country from our distributor. And he's like, you know, let's make beers here the same way we make pizzas here. You know, and not to mention, you know, the margin is a little bit different when you're making beer versus like buying it.
Right. You know? Sure. Okay. Makes sense.
You know, I mean, you know, so, it was a good talk, man. He said that location supplies all the other Gino's East.
With beer?
Yes.
Okay.
He said, but they're making so much of their top two beers. I believe one's a lager and the other one might be a pils. I could be wrong there. But anyway, whatever their top two beers are, they're actually having Five Rabbit get involved with that beer and the guys over at Motor Row to help them with demand. So he's got to focus. And he focuses on these 10 other beers.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense that those would be his two beers that would be most popular. You want, it's a deep dish pizza. Mm-hmm. So you want a lighter, not, you know, not refreshing, like easy drinking beer to go with this. And you have people from other parts of the country that are coming to Gino's East because it's a Chicago pizza staple. And then they're like, oh, I can drink Chicago beer too.
Exactly.
And they may not be like big craft beer drinkers. So.
Right. And I was telling him, I'm like, hey man, I really dig your beers, but they have like a very, you know, very relaxed approach to your point. Like, you know, his wit beer, you know, you got some of those really subtle notes of, you know, the orange peel and the grains of paradise or whatever they put in it, you know, coriander. Yeah. You know, you get those flavors, but yeah, he's like, yeah, man, we didn't want high ABV. We didn't necessarily want like overwhelming flavor because of that, okay. Because they wanted to profile with their food. So, yeah, that was good. Apparently, this place has a comedy club upstairs, which I didn't know.
Okay, I've been upstairs or at there. No, I haven't.
Oh, so there's upstairs. So
I've been at the, was it the English next door, mm-hmm. or what used to be next door? Mm-hmm. I've been upstairs there. Okay.
Yeah. This place has they got room for 120 people downstairs at that bar. But then the upstairs bar, you fit like 250 people in there.
Jesus.
And then above that is this comedy club.
Third floor?
Yeah, there's a third floor with a comedy club.
Okay.
Yeah, I had no clue about any of this stuff, man. He told me that the Belgian Double was actually, they do a homebrew contest every year, and they get the guys from Chaos involved. So what he did was, you know, the award-winning recipe for the Belgian Double came from the Chaos Homebrew Club. So cheers to those guys. I think they're one of the bigger ones in town. You know, you got Square Kegs, you know, you got Chaos, and then you got Boss down on the south side.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then he's got a bunch of awards on the wall from, like, the the U.S. Championships of Beer. Yeah. I really dug his Black IPA, and he was talking about how he really enjoyed the flavor, but he couldn't get the hops the way he wanted on the aroma.
Oh,
but okay. I thought a lot of his beers were solid, man. I would say definitely check this place out for beers and get the flight.
Oh, nice. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that. I haven't had Geno's East in a long time. I think since when my cousins got married, he had a pre, you know, meet and greet at Geno's East. So yeah. That was the last time. That was maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah. He said there's a location Geno's opening up in Pilsen. And the funny thing is, he said they have a Geno's East in Mexico, like Mexico City.
Well, okay.
And the Mexico City Geno's, you know, obviously takes on a lot of the local, you know, ingredients and, you know, traditions. He said a lot of those traditions from that store, he basically said it's going to be the same store in Mexico City that you'll see in Pilsen.
Oh, neat.
And he's supplying beer to all of them. So he's rolling. He's got a podcast, too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
About what? Pizza and beer?
No.
Oh.
It's he's got a podcast of, like, you know, culture, music, and beer. He said, you know, he's gotten he said Justin's been on his show, and he's got an interview with Jared Rubin.
Why aren't we? We should be on a show. We should do a collab episode.
Yeah, man, we got to do a Clash of the Worlds here, man. We got to be on a show.
Let's make this happen.
So we need to work on that.
All right, you got his card then? Mm-hmm. We'll make this up. We'll combine efforts here and make a awesome special pizza and record.
Yeah, for sure, man. And then he's got so he did 440 barrels last year, which actually, you know, for him, his first year out was decent, you know. Mm-hmm. They got 11 handles that they're making in house, and they seven locations, and the Eduardo's Natural Pizza is under the Geno's umbrella, which
I didn't know.
Oh, Mosaic Pineapple Imposter is the beer that I really dug the most.
Nice.
They call it pineapple imposter because it's all Citra hops or Mosaic hops.
Right. So it's the pineapple, citrus, tropical fruit taste, but yeah, not. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So great time, man. Great time out there.
That sounds pretty good. Did you do anything else, or was that's pretty good, especially compared to my nothing.
No, I watched, just watched Trapped in the Closet at and Rev Kedzie, you know, and yeah.
It stuck with you.
Hilarious, man. I actually cheered a little bit when it ended.
Okay.
I was like, oh, man, I got to stop drinking.
Yikes. All right. Well, that's a pretty good week then. I think I definitely got to check out a couple of these places you mentioned. So, and as should everyone else who's listening, sounds like a fun time. Should we jump into this coming week and what we got on the calendar?
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
All right, so I had some events for Saturday and Sunday I came across. Anything before that?
Saturday and Sunday? Yeah. We got we got an event on Friday.
Okay.
It actually runs Friday and Saturday. The Pilsner Urquell Unpasteurized Unfiltered Tapping.
Okay.
So,
is that Patty Long's?
Yeah, it's at Patty Long's, and then it's also going to be at Fat Cat, which is in Uptown, and then it's going to be at Bangers and Lace. Yeah, so the brewmaster is going to be there, and you know what they do is they fly this over from the Czech Republic, and it's a completely different ball game from the Pilsner Kell that you find just on the shelf.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, like it's a pils, but it almost looks like a wheat ale. It's cloudy. It's got this really thick head, and it's got like a really big body.
Okay.
It's great, man. That's a great beer.
So you can go to any of these three places on Friday. Or Saturday and get it, or
no? You actually go to Patty Long's and Bangers and Lace Friday, and then Saturday at Fat Cat. Okay. All around the same time, 6 p.m. tappings.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Bangers and Lace is right by my house, so I may stop in on my way home from work to grab a pilsner.
For sure.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting to see how it be completely different from what you're used to having.
Yeah, I think if I'm gonna try to find a 4-pack of the regular before I go, mm-hmm. and then maybe just try them both.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't bring it in from wherever, you know, from my
It'd
bag.
It'd be neat if they had it there at those bars and be like, this is what we're usually serving, and this is what it is, a day old kind of thing.
No, I think that would be, that's a great idea, actually. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Get on. I'm full of ideas today. I don't know why. So that's Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Also, Saturday is the second anniversary party and bottle release for Hailstorm Brewery. I cannot believe this brewery is already celebrating their second anniversary.
Down in Tinley Park, right?
Yeah, they're on Tinley Park. So Saturday, April 16th, is their second, and they'll release, it's their Brett Saison with black currants. Okay. And so it's $15 a bottle and a 4-bottle limit, cash only. And then they're going to have a big tap list with a bunch of guest beers as well. So I'll be pretty close to this because I think I'm going to the Chicago Fire game on Saturday. But we're taking like the bus out there, so I don't think I can get them to take us over to Tinley Park as well.
Yeah. I heard they party down at those Fire games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they score a goal and like confetti flies everywhere. Strangers are like hugging and kissing each other. Like it's just a party.
Oh, yikes. Okay. So that's Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., so it's a long party.
Yeah.
Also out in the suburbs, at Plank Road, this is in Elgin, so it's a little bit of a hike for anyone that's making it from the city. Like, there's no easy way to get there.
Yeah.
But this is the 3-year Stone Brewing IRS audit. So taxes are due here in about a week. And so Plank Road is celebrating with a 3-year vertical of Stone's Imperial Russian Stout.
I was wondering where you were going with this. I'm like, why? What is Stone doing with taxes?
IRS. Yeah, Stone's going to pay all your taxes if you come drink their beer.
Got some deep pockets over at Stone.
So they'll be offering the 2014, 2015, and 2016 on tap, as well as food will be available. And yeah, it should be a pretty good time if you're anywhere near Plank Road or looking to check them out. It's a super cool spot, like an old trading post in Elgin there.
No kidding. Okay.
So that's what's going on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, there's a couple fun events. One's over at the Revolution Tap Room.
Right on.
You know, might be able to watch Trapped in the Closet. I don't know.
Like the next, like 10 through 20. I think we watched 1 through 10, 11 through 20.
I think that's it right now.
Oh, man.
I don't think until he puts out more.
He's leaving me on the edge of my seat here. I need to know what happens with the rest of
this. I'm sure there's more planned. So this is the Revolution Craft Show. And so this is April 16th from noon to 6 p.m. Join Revolution Craft Show held at the Revolution Tap Room. We'll showcase handcrafted goods from 40 artists. The show is free to enter and provides a unique mix of Revolution beer and food trucks. I bet you have to pay for the beer and food trucks, but you can buy some, like, you know, knitted hats for your cat.
There you go.
Things like that.
A little sweater for the doggy there.
Yeah. And then also Sunday is 20 years of Fishman's.
Man.
What?
One of the original, one of the last slashies around, probably, right? Definitely the coolest slashie. Like, how many slashies did you go to?
There's not that many. There's that one by the whiskey bar and the chicken play.
Crown Liquors? That one? That's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
That's like, you know, like Milwaukee and Kimball. No, and Diversity.
Yeah.
That one.
And then there's one here on Roscoe that I randomly, like, walked by. I was like, can I buy beer? It looks like I can just buy beer and drink here. Yeah. Like, sometimes you see them, and I think there's a lot of slashies you don't even know are slashies.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Fishman's, man, they've been doing craft beer events for a long time now.
Yeah. They've got their own food truck now. They, Kegs for Kidneys is a big event. Chicago Tap Takeovers. Yeah. A big focus on local beer events at Fishman's.
Right. So they'll have 20 breweries, exclusive mix of craft beers from 20 different breweries, 2 beers being tapped every hour. So this is from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. So this is crazy all-day event, 2 beers every hour. You're just going to show up and there's going to be something new on tap.
Yeah.
They at the Stone Brewing Christmas beer. It's this
Stone makes a Christmas
Choco Charred. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
I've seen this before. I've had this in bottle.
Huh.
And it was pretty good. Is it a Christmas beer? Maybe I'm thinking of a different one. Yeah, this is their Mocha Stout with coffee and spices. Very good. So check this out on Sunday. A lot of pretty, like, I don't know, like anniversary epic events happening this weekend. It's kind of fun.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Cheers to those guys at Fishman's, man. Good program over there.
Yeah. But that's all I have. Anything else you saw this coming week?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, we usually close out here with some beer news.
Yeah, let's get into it, man. The good folks at Bader Brow, they announced a opening date. They're going to open on Memorial Day.
Okay.
And they're going to open with a block party.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're taking over the whole block there. Bader Brow's got a brand new brewery right in South Loop. So you're talking 25th and Wabash in that area. Yeah, I saw that Goose Island is opening a Canadian brewery. Did you hear this?
Not surprising.
Yeah,
Goose Island. First of many.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you did call this. Yeah, I was like, no, they're not going to do that.
Goose Island pubs across the country.
Yeah, this is a Goose Island pub that's going to open up in Toronto, Canada. Sometime next year, there was no date specified or even location for that matter, but they just announced, hey, when it goes down, it'll go down here in Canada. We were looking at the White Sox versus the Chicago Cubs. You know, baseball season's in effect in Chicago.
Right.
And we were talking about the contrast in beer programs on the south side versus the north side, man. So when you get to the north side, right, it used to be an old style and Bud House. Let's start high level, right? You know, it's always been Miller products on the south side and Bud at Wrigley. And, you know, then old style was there.
Yeah.
But then I think old style got shrunk down to like one tap. Because like somebody in the Ricketts family really loved it. They wanted to axe it all together.
Okay.
But they kept one tap. And now all you can get there is Goose products. Like, you know, you can get, you know, Bud and Bud Light. Then after that, you can get like 312.
Yeah.
Green Line. Sophie and Matilda.
Okay.
That's a win. Now, if I go to Wrigley, it's either Sophie, Matilda, or I'm just going straight to the frozen margaritas.
Okay. I saw someone online talking about how Matilda's changed, but I don't know. I haven't had Matilda in a long time.
I hope not. I love that beer.
It's just like, have you had Matilda in a while? That was the line I saw. I was like, oh, really?
But anyway. It's going, oh, man. No. I hope not.
Okay.
But yeah. But so that's about it on the north side, right?
Yeah.
But then you go to the south side, and you can get everything from, well, obviously everything Miller makes, you know, this includes all the Leinenkugel's shandies and Miller Lite, blah, blah, blah. But then they go a lot deeper on the craft side. You can get everything from Surly to Lagunitas, a little something-something, Zombie Dust, you know, Pollyanna has a beer on tap out
there.
Wow,
okay.
And even, you know, the brewery formerly known as South Loop Brewing Company, now they changed their name to Hot Butcher.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a righteous name. I'm kind of digging that.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
They've all got beers all season long on the south side.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a totally different scene beer-wise. You know, Cubs are probably going to win a little bit more, but.
Ooh, yeah. So maybe it's maybe their time this time. They were close last time. Yeah.
Some good beer options at White Sox Park. Sketchbook Brewing.
Yeah.
Is finally opening, man. They did a soft open this week. I don't know. I didn't go to that.
I think it's happening Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think we were invited.
Okay.
And it happens from like 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's in Evanston. What am I supposed to do, Sketchbook?
Yeah, we got to figure out like how we're going to like make that work when we're in Evanston.
Come on, guys. Like, I can't. Evanston's far. I got to drive. And now there's traffic. I'm not even going to make it there.
Now you're stressing Brad out with the whole leaving the city
time,
thing.
The time is rough. Like. What are you doing? Like, you got to at least go to, like, 9 o'clock, like, 6 to 9. That would be a better time. 5 to 7? What?
But see, they respect you enough to not start from 6 to 9, like this other thing, where we're going to pour the one beer for 3 hours during dinner time.
One beer, three tacos.
That's rough, man. I just don't. All right.
Come on, Sketch. But I'm excited they're open.
Yeah, they are open. So apparently it's an expansion to the 18-month-old community-supported brewery. So apparently they were operating out of a nearby, like, alley? Does that sound right?
They were in an alley, yeah. It was like an old taxi depot building.
Oh, man, that's hardcore.
Like, it had the ramp where the taxis came down to, like, take off to go pick people up. It was crazy space.
That's bootstrap right there, man. That's...
Taxis were coming in and out. They were delivering beer. No, not
at all. Yeah. They're going to have 10 beers on tap. And, they're just saying they're very excited about their space opening up, man.
So this is a different location.
It's a different location. Yeah, they're going to have a proper tap room. No more taxi alley.
Okay.
No more taxi alley for this Sketchbook guys. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, the Three Floyds guys. you know, Dark Lord Day and the $200 ticket that comes with it.
Right.
They sold out online.
I bought them all.
Pretty quickly. Brad's got those deep pockets, man. But they every year, you know, after they sell out the tickets, they announce like a sale for like, you know, for locals.
Yeah.
Right. So they'll announce it like the day of. So like, hey, you know, it's like 5 a.m. they'll send out a tweet, say, hey, come down at 7 a.m. we got some tickets. So apparently they started at 7 a.m. and they sold 200 tickets for Dark Lord Day. It went from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
It took them that long to sell it though.
It's a $200 ticket.
So that's pretty good. There wasn't like a line. They weren't done at like.
Yeah. Apparently it all went pretty smooth. Like, you know, there wasn't the chaos that was there. You know, like in previous years where, you know, you're looking online and you see like photos of like the entire block full of people trying to get this ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said it wasn't like that, man. It was kind of like one in, one out and pretty chill.
Well, $200 stops people from buying, like, let me grab a friend and you buy one. I'll just give you $40. Like, just come with me. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's like $200. Like, oh, man. And what day was this? It was Sunday.
This was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay.
So this would have been a Monday.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. They did say that, hey, you know, if you bought a ticket down there and you had one online from the original sale, that it would void out your original sale. Like, they will find you.
That's weird, but you already bought it online. Why would you go down and buy another one?
So you can scalp it.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Fucking Goose Island in Canada. You believe this shit? I'm sorry, man. Yeah. I don't know why that bothers me. Yeah. This is our brewery. All right, never mind. Sorry.
No, this is our brewery now.
Yeah, the Revolution. This, Chicago Pilsner is a winning move, for sure. One more bit of news. I was speaking of Goose Island. Anheuser-Busch announced that they're acquiring another craft brewery today.
Not Cigar City.
Not Cigar City. Cigar City decided to roll with Oscar Blues.
Yeah,
that sounds like a nice. Those guys sound like fun together.
You know? Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, they Anheuser-Busch acquired the Devil's Backbone Brewing, which is out of Virginia.
Okay.
So I've never had their stuff. Craft beer in most cases is regional and then seasonal, right? Yeah. So I haven't had their stuff.
I've heard the name.
I have too.
I saw this online, and I was a little confused. I think I was like, oh, I know the name. But was that a beer? And that's how little I really knew about the brewery.
Yeah, for sure. I know.
Where are they at?
They're in Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Okay.
Yeah. So apparently, their number one beer is a lager, a Vienna lager, and I believe a Vienna lager is gonna be like the Vienna malts make it like sweeter and a little bit darker. I think like Elliot Ness from Great Lakes. Yeah. I believe that's a Vienna lager, right? So this one beer, the lager, makes up like 60% of their sales, right?
Okay.
And then they're the fastest growing brewery in Virginia. Then also they were GABF's mid-sized brewery of the year in 2014. They were GABF's small brewery of the year in 2013. Yeah. And they were World Beer Cup brewery of the year in 2010. Yeah.
All right.
So you know, I don't know if we can keep score at this point because they're buying breweries left and right.
But this is on the same line as the Blue Island. Not Blue Island.
Yeah, the one on Long Island.
Blue Island's here.
That's Blue Island is a town near Chicago.
Yeah, because that is a brewery. That's
But I know what you're talking about. Blue Point.
Blue Point.
Blue Point.
Where outside of there, you never heard of.
Yeah, you never heard of it, and you start to hear like some repetitive themes, like, you know, yeah, I've had their beers. Their beers are okay. Yeah, I think they're. Yeah. So and they're strategic. So now you're talking East Coast. You're talking, you know, the middle of the East Coast. You're talking New York. Now you're talking L.A. with the Golden Road, mm-hmm. Chicago.
I'm waiting for the Texas, Nevada one. They're missing that. They get, what, St. Arnold maybe?
That whole, like, Gulf of Mexico southern thing.
Or who else is in Nevada? There's not that many, like, big names that pop up. I think we're losing the, like, ones everyone knows.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, the ones that you were kind of
expecting, and then Devil's Backbone. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, one thing about those guys, though, is that they've created, they're no longer calling it, they've got this name for it now called the High End. Like, that's the name of the umbrella where all the craft brands are going.
Yeah.
So, these guys, AB, they've been brewing for 160 years. So they've been marketing for 160 years as well. They're not stupid. You know, they're like, hey, listen, man. Yeah, you might not be buying Bud Light, but, you know, we're still going to get paid.
Right.
So, I mean, that part, I kind
of
dig.
Yeah, like maybe it's smart to pick up some of the smaller guys no one's heard of, because then there's less backlash, like someone in, you know, Portland or in Washington, Oregon. They're never even going to know those beers, so there's nothing for them to even get upset about hearing this happen. So.
Yeah, and we're starting to get a little numb to it, too.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's it for news.
All right. Well, I think that does it for this week's episode. Nick, where can people get in touch, find you when you're not on the show here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Facebook page / Chicago Beer Pass. We're always posting photos, links to other events we don't mention on here, or we come across later, or even ones that tickets are available like way ahead of time. Like there's like the Soldier Field Craft Beer Festival that's coming up that you need to get tickets for. Like, we'll post that so you can remember to get it. So check us out there for sure. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube video. It's all there for you to watch, listen, interact, review. Yeah, all that good stuff. And that'll do it. We'll be back with another episode next week.
Cheers.